And you do have it up.
Okay, Houston, there's a cabin at 4.6.
Okay, master's alarm, let me turn it off.
Roger, Pete, we copy. And we show that down here.
If you press suit as required. Can I operate here?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Here it comes. Okay. Okay. Cabin repress now closes at 4. Go ahead, cabin, press stable. Yes.
Cabin gas return to auto.
Okay. Cabin gas return auto.
Any minute. Get over here.
Okay. Auto. Suit circuit relief auto.
That's already auto.
That's right. Suit gas diverter. Push cabin.
Push cabin.
Verify EBA circuit breaker configuration. On your side, suit fan number one closed.
Wait just a second.
Suit fan one closed.
And I close the suit fan delta T.
Okay. And I'll also notice CCS caution H2O set. And I got them. And comm TV open. Houston, do you want me to turn off the TV or leave it on?
That's affirmative, Al. Turn it off.
Okay. And it says, top gloves, helmets, visors, and all that. Hey, let's go off relay. We're going off relay right now in Houston.
How do you want me to go, Al?
Roger, copy. You're going off relay. Intrepid, Houston. Intrepid, Houston. Intrepid, Houston. Intrepid, Houston.
This is Apollo Control. It will probably be a few minutes before we have communications back as the crew reconfigures their communications equipment from the backpacks to the LEM system.
Houston?
This is Apollo Control. The participants in the Apollo 11 crew news conference are on their way to the large auditorium at this time, and the news conference should start shortly in the large auditorium.
Intrepid, Houston.
This is Apollo Control at 119 hours and 19 minutes. The flight surgeon reports that the BTU expenditure on Pete Conrad was 900 BTUs per hour. On Al Bean, 1,000 BTUs per hour. We do not have heart rates yet. We'll pass those along as soon as we get them. We will be taking this line down when the Apollo 11 crew news conference starts. We will tape during that news conference and turn those tapes over to the transcript typist. Yankee Clipper is scheduled to make a plane change to put it in the same plane as the LAM at liftoff time.
VHFA off, be received. VHFA off, be received. Code ICS, push to talk.
That plane change coming at 119 hours, 47 minutes, 12 seconds will be service propulsion system. Out of plane to the north, a delta V of 349.7 feet per second, burn time of 18 seconds. This will move the ground track of the command module 3.5 degrees north of the present ground track at the landing site. 3.5 degrees north at the landing site.
Okay, we're not going to worry about it right now. Let's get out. We want to get out all this gear, and we'll talk to you later.
Roger.
Both connect to webcom. Okay, audio commander, the VHFA off, B received. A is off, B is received. Code ICSPC relay off. ACOM, VHF, off, 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 on, left, high. Recorder off and uplink squelch off. It's all done? Okay, to verify descent 02? Yeah, okay. Connect 02, supply to LMP first, just a minute. MEE's over here. How did that get undone? Do you undo it? 02. 02. What are you going to do? Oh, yeah, I want to connect you. You're going to have to turn around your this side to me, right? Right? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you got to turn all the way around that way. Attaboy. Yeah. What did you just do? At the... Okay. Turn on, wait a minute. Let's fill open and then close after 2 minutes. Do it on my mark. Three, mark. Al Bean, that was a hell of a show. Bad the TV didn't work. Could you recycle that stop button? I'd feel a lot better. Yeah. I can't see it from here, Al. I'll have to wait. ABS. Although I think you tend to underestimate distances. Okay, you still got, you gotta go 2 minutes and you have. Hey, that got a fault joint in it or something. Good thing the TV wasn't working. Yeah, I got a lot of pictures of you around the outset. I got good pictures of you.
Pete, we're reading you on Vox.
You got 2 minutes. Turn her off. Okay. Off? I don't know. Wait a minute.